Let's cut to a particular chase here, Steve. It's something I thought we'd talk about later, but since it came up now, and that is Darwin and race, you talk about, and you had to sort of put, entre guillemets, you had to put in quotes, the wild Malay, the, yes, the Negro, because obviously Darwin, in thinking about race, spoke a language, had a vocabulary, which is no longer our vocabulary necessarily, it's a vocabulary of an earlier time. And yet one of the most sensitive, tender, difficult, contentious issues in Darwinism and understanding Darwin is Darwin's attitude about race. Because one of the things that comes up again and again, I'm sure you've found this as I have in going around the country with this book, is that the claim that Darwin himself was inherently racist is then extrapolated to the claim that Darwinism itself is inherently racist, which is one of the reasons why evolutionary biologists want to get out from under Darwin. And it comes from two directions. It comes both from the direction of the creationist right, to dub it that way, that is, who want to show that there's something anti-universalist about Darwin. And it also comes from the left, who want to show that Darwinism doesn't lead by accident to social Darwinism, to the belief in eugenics and into various ugly kinds of 20th century racism, but that it leads logically into that kind of into eugenics and into the ugliest sides of 20th century history.